the two of them. Yesh of the Kayim Atnai. Right? So, I get bottles, they're going to be the Yivu Mochalitz. Choletz Omas Yabemis. Apparently, the Magad Mishnah searched high and he said, I looked all over the place to find a source from the Rambam. And I found it! And that din that's the rat we saw yesterday in Iran. What was the case of the Iran? Where there was a tonight that the get will be a get if a man does not return within 12 months. And he dies. As I said yesterday, he ain't coming back. Nonetheless, it's a gzera, you have to wait till the end of the 12 months in order that we can say, oh, with the key of my tribe of Poyo Mamish. And then she's free to remarry. It's a gzera, it doesn't really mean it's a yikiradin. So too over here, says the Magad Mishnah. Here too. Although, there's no way that you can give the money to him because he died. Still, because there was never a time limitation placed upon the fulfillment of this condition, so therefore you have to have the situation of tachlots. It's not exactly a perfect comparison, but it's an interesting thing.
I have
some question. Yeah. Let's follow. Let's go. Let's review the case. A man says to a woman, "I'll give you 200 zuz, right?" I'm divorcing you, but on the condition you give me 200 zuz. Okay? Good. So it depends. He gives a 30-day cap. Let's say he died within 30 days. He died within 30 days. So the get is zero. Zip, zero, zilch. Right? So then what is done if the get is zero? We know what then is done. There's never a get. What does the woman do when she has a brother-in-law now? She has two choices. Choletzem is yaberes. Whatever she wants. Right? I would have said, if up to me, the same thing in this case. He made a divorce on the condition that she gives him 200 dollars, and then he died. No time cap. It's a different time cap and no time cap. There's no way it's ever going to be fulfilled. Say the same thing. Call that so Mr. Rebbe's get is zero. Doesn't say that. You have to have a chalitza only. Can't do yibum. Can't do yibum. Why? Why not? The get is zero. So the answer to the Magad Mishnah is it should have got a zero, but there's never a time when the get can officially be declared a zero. After 30 days, we can declare it a zero. But the nature of the Gzeres Chazal, which you find in the Gemara that I invoke, that in the case which you described a minute ago, Ariad Megureshes is Imlo Bosi and the Kamad Yud Beis Chodesh, and he died in the middle. So for the next 6 months, we know that he's not coming back. Nonetheless, we prevent her from marrying someone else. Here too, we prevent. But prevent till when? Till Mashiach comes, because there's no time, there's no cap. That's the example which the Magad Mishnah gives. You could have distinguished, you can't go till Mashiach comes. You can go till 12 months to the country, precisely because I want to wait an extra 6 months, the Chazal made a gzeir. But to wait forever? They never made a gzeir. But the Magad Mishnah says, no. Ram didn't understand that way. Guess Yehuda.
Russian is
looking
as a resort. She can't marry someone else.
Achitachlos. Achitachlos,
correct. Because she can't marry someone else besides the brother.
But can she marry the brother? No, but she cannot marry the brother. Should have said the choletz on Mr. Bemis, said in the first half. No, she may not marry the brother because. Right? And that's the question is why not? Yes, sir.
So in the case of 12 months.
She has to wait until 12 months are over. She has to wait? Well, okay. She has to wait. She has to wait until 12 months. She has to probably wait.
Wait.
Then she can marry. There's no brother over there. Not the one. There is no brother. I don't know.
What exactly is the similarity of
the man is trying to show the Magad Mishnah. What's he trying to get? He succeeds in proving you have a case where you, I, and everyone else in the world knows. There's not going to be a coming back. There's not going to be a giving of the money because the person never died. FLPK, we don't say, okay, the game is over. No, the game keeps going. You have that in the case of the 12 months, we died after 6. You have that in the case over here, we died, and over here the game goes forever. They're not, that's what he says. And then call that to events, that's exactly that. I just wanted to bring that to your attention. This is the Siv Gimel, which really the source is not the Machaber, the source really is the Rambam, as the Magad Mishnah explains. Now, two more things here before we get to the main sugya of tonight. Based upon the Gemara. We saw the Gemara about Mechulin. So the Mechaber said, there's the Mechaber in Sif Hei, which is also based upon a Rambam, on a Rambam. We pass on the halacha l'tzura k'machaber. What does it mean, tzura k'machaber? What does it mean, tzura k'machaber? That when he makes a condition, you have to give me 200 rules. I want to inflict some pain upon him. They hate each other, Sotar Rashi. They hate each other. Remember Sotar Rashi yesterday? Unfortunately, Rashi is describing the truth. That's what usually happens. Okay? So given that piece of information, says the Shulchan Aruch quoted from the Rambam, he made a condition, I'll give you a get, providing you give me 200 zoos. Okay? So it says, then he said, I forgive you, don't forgive it to me. No, but, lo nasa tonight. Because the tonight wasn't fulfilled. And the tzura kamachavi. Fine. But then some say, that's all, we mentioned this yesterday already. That's only if he says, I'm mechel you for the tonight. You don't have to give me the money. It's as if you gave me. Kavili this kabalti. But he said, I want to undo the tonight completely. He says, leve gita beloshim tonight. Harezu megureshes. This is the Mechaber Sefei based upon the Rambam Perek Ches and Hilchos Gerushin Halacha Chav Gimel. When in a similar case, which is Sivov, he says the same thing that you can be mevatel the Tanai. Mevatel the Tanai in the sense that now, as it became from a conditional divorce, I hereby create an unconditional divorce, and it's not even necessary to take the piece of paper back from her and give it back to her again. So Paskin's the Mechaber. Although it's interesting, in Sifhei he passes it as a Yesh Omrim, and Sivavi says it without a Yesh Omrim, just plain. That's a sort of a bit of a contradiction. Here's the Yesh Omrim, and here he says plain. We don't understand why is this distinction. It's a question of the Beis Shmuel. Sifhei and Vav. Okay? Sifhei and Vav. That's what he says. Fine. So why? Why? So the Beis Shmuel suggests, you know why? There's a difference. In one case in Sivov, he gave her a condition to give me back my kapata. And the kapata gets lost. So the kapata gets lost, so it's no good. Can't give the money. But in that case, if he says that I make it into an unconditional divorce, then it's a valid divorce. So the Beis Shmuel may be the only time the Mechaber says it without any Yeshua, just as a plain, is in a case in which there was no alternative. She couldn't get back the Kapota. The Kapota got lost. So the Kapota got lost, and the man sees it is impossible to fulfill the conditions. Okay, make it an unconditional divorce. That certainly is good. It's an unconditional divorce. But if the possibility still exists to actually fulfill the condition, and the man is a nice guy or whatever goes through his head, and he says, I'm making it into an unconditional divorce, that's only a yesham. That's a distinction which the Beis Shmuel suggests, but he doesn't know where it comes. Who argues? He didn't know. No one says such a thing. Who argues? Tzarachin. Lo matzina misha cholik. Any of them you cholik al zeh. Besides, it says, didn't be foolish. Who argues? So whenever someone asks that question, they're rhetorical. Who argues? It's very all of a sudden, it was supposed to look. Who argues? Let's go find someone who argues. And why? And on what basis? That's the first thing. This sounds like it's a good thing. So let's turn our attention to a Tosefta, Rabosa. A Tosefta in Gittin. Take a look on the back, please. Perik Hey, Halacha Hey, the last line. Yes?
How does the giving without a tonight?
Right.
How does that
would certainly go to the Torah.
No, if he's not giving it, how does that?
Oh, but you didn't take it back physically, how does it work? Oh, so hold on. Let's discuss that. So I want to say two sources. The first is a Tosefta. Perek Hei Halacha Hei, the last line. Okay? So Sephthis is as follows. Harei ze gita chamanah shetitini mosayim zuz. V'chofetz ala amala. Harei ze gita me'akshav. Lo amaklum? Oh? Ketzad yaseh. Yitlenu miyodah v'yachzak yitlenalot. This chor Tosefta proves exactly the opposite of what we just said. Hey, great! We found the cholik! The Tosefta says that it's no good. You have to take it back. Right? Gevaldik. Tremendous. But who's a Bucky Bishas who knows that the same phrase appears? Kate said, Yasi, Yachzavi, Len of Yachzavi, Devil. Anyone know where that appears? What? Hey, with Bays? Okay, that's true. That's not what I had in mind. Okay, let's look in, well, originally it's found in Ayan Chesam and Aleph, the first instance, and it's going to repeat it on page Dalet. What happened? Everyone, please turn. Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. The Mishnah there says, the first Mishnah on the Daf tells us on the Amud that there are cases in which you give a get and it's not really a valid get. What happened? You told it was a piece of paper. You told it was a Shtar Chov. So the Mishnah says, ain't a get. It is tell us to get. But if you look at the Gemara, four lines after where the Mishnah, the first Mishnah on the page ends, what does the Rebbe say? Ain't no get. Atsheyom ala hegitech. It's enough to say hegitech. Divi Rebbe. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Rav Elazar Omer, le'olam ain't no get. Atsheyitlena imena v'yachza v'yitnena lo v'yom ala hegitech. It's an achlokas Rebbe and Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Says the Rashba, don't confuse it. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Rav Shlomo ben Aderes, the Rashba, the Rishon, the Rashba. And our daf, the Rashba says, you know what? The Tosefta, Perikei, Halacha Hey, that's the opinion of Rav Shimon ben Elazar. We pass like Rebbe. If according to us, to the contrary, there's no need to take the get and then give it back again. Just say the magic words Hagitech, it's good enough. Now let's go further than that. On Pei Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara. Which makes a quick reference to the same machlokas. What's in Pei Dalet Amud Beis? There the Gemara says, again a case of Yasa Yitlo Himena. What happened over there in that case? A funny case. A guy gave a get in the wrong fashion. What was the wrong fashion? We'll have to get to this in the ninth parak. Strange thing he said. What did he say? Hamagarish is Ishto V'omala Harei Adlu Teros V'chaladam Ela L'ploni. He says, no. You can marry when you want, except that guy? Him I won't let you marry. It's a condition of the marriage. You cannot marry that guy. Why? Because I suspect you were that guy. Whatever other reason. And by the way, if indeed she was Mizana, we looked at it yesterday. Echad Abal, Mechad Abal. But nonetheless, even if she decides to marry the Baal, which is prohibited, it's not an Easter of Ashes Ish. We never put this in a Tanai. Once in my life, I saw such a p'tur. You saw a p'tur, my kid, right? I saw a p'tur, right? You saw a standard p'tur? Well, I saw a very unstandard p'tur once. Where the Bezin of America gave out a p'tur which said to the man, the woman she can marry when she wants. And about the man, said, he can marry anyone he wants except for this woman. How do you like that? Yeah. Except for this woman. Why? Because the Bezin understood what broke up the marriage. But what the marriage was, this guy was carrying on with this woman. And they put her in the p'tur. Can't put her in the get. See this? Huh? Yes, the two p'tur. I brought you, passed around, the two different p'turim. Right? We went through it. She came after 92 days, right? Doesn't say that by him. Right? And different texts. So I saw it by my own two eyes. Why did I see my own two eyes? Because guess what happened? Guess. Three guesses in the first two don't count. Of course! He married that woman. What rabbi performed the ceremony? How do you do it? How do you do it? He probably took the guy's word for that he was divorced. But she was. But did he not send me the p'tur? Unless maybe he whited it out, Xeroxed it, made shtick. I don't know what he did. But anyway, they are married. But then, how luckily they are married. It's a prohibited marriage. Like a Kohen married Lusha. They are married. A man marries a mamzeres. They're married. But this guy, he hates us, he's so angry, he's megarish his wife on the condition that she shouldn't marry this shmendik. So the Gemara says, that is an invalid marriage, because harayat muteras, the chalonim is permissible to any man. No exceptions. Okay, one second. So that's what the guy said, the wrong thing. He said, I'm divorcing you, but except for this one guy. Okay? And then he really, the rabbi says nothing. What do you have to do now? So that's going to pay down on the base. What do you do now? If the Mishnah says, you got to take the get back and say, arrange with the chaladim and give it back there a second time. Says the Gemara. That's Rav Shimon ben Elazar. As opposed to Rebbe. The Gemara says, no. Maybe Rebbe agrees over here. Why? Because here the get is at least a valid get for some purpose. Lipasal avo l'kahuna. So the get has some validity. Since it has some validity, so now you want to make a get which is completely valid. You have to take back the invalid get and give it back as a valid get. So the Mefarshim say, the Gro and the Rashba says, that here in our case, as we mentioned in the first year, Sif Aleph, here it's completely invalid. If a man gets a divorce his wife on a condition, and the condition is not fulfilled, she can marry a Kohen. If he dies, she can marry a Kohen, because the get is zero. So based on this Gemara, there's no need to give it back. So the Chorav, you put two and two together, because the Vilna Gaon says, according to the Rashba, that this is a Mefurish Adin, there's no need to take the get paper back and give it back again. All you have to do is say, Areza Gitech, and it works. So what does that mean in effect? You can take a conditional divorce and make it into an unconditional divorce without the taking and returning the piece of paper. Mefurish and the Rashba, based upon a Tosefta with a Gemara and Peidalim and Beis, Mefurish. Okay? Yes?
Why would you say that the marriage of this guy to that woman, you tell us before you go to just basically?
Well, you have to understand, we're not learning that now, we're not traditionally spending a lot of time on this. There are two different kinds of prohibited, quote unquote, marriages. Some are so prohibited they're not marriages at all. They're marriage a sister.
I'm talking about Issa Daraisa.
He married a woman with whom presumably he was Mizana before. And therefore she's Asura Leboel. This guy is the Boel.
I don't know
if
she was
there. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I left out a piece of the puzzle. The woman who was carrying on was married to somebody else. Okay, now I understand. Very good. Let's go on. But there is, yes. Wow, sorry? Yeah, any rabbi who sees the Ptur will know not to allow this couple to marry because they're prohibited from marrying. Any rabbi either doesn't see it or doesn't care what it says will perform the wedding anyway. Okay, enough said. Now, I saw on the Gra, the bottom of the Birchas Eliyahu, the beautiful footnote number 9, he found a different girsa in the Tosefta. Not the girsa as we have it, which I showed you. Tosefta as we have it says, what are we discussing? Giving back the paper. Tosef is a different gear sequence, a brilliant gear sequence. We don't have it. The money. What happened? Listen to what happened. A man divorced his wife on the condition to give 200 bucks. Now I want to forgive the 200 bucks. It doesn't work to forgive it. What do you do? Take it and give it back to her. Not the paper, the money. Now, so you want to give your wife a break. You divorced her, you wanted to punish her, and she gave you 200 bucks. I have rachmanas on her. She said, forget 200 bucks. She says, she's not divorced. What do you got to do? Take the 200 bucks, and then give it right back to her. It's not going on a piece of paper. Nothing to do with all the whole discussion. A different verb. A different gears. It's not really mechilila. He took it and gave it back to her. There was a when he took it, the condition was fulfilled. Apparently, the Me'iri has this girsa. And therefore, the Me'iri, it seems to hold in our sugya, in our shaila, he's not sure, it's the quotation of the Me'iri. I looked it up, it's really there. In the case of Megarash HaMenashe Titanol Ishto Masayim Zuz, for Rotza Limchol, he assumes Limchol means in this case to make it into an unconditional divorce. Yesha Meshenot Lemenes Aget, the Chosev and also Bodo Tnai. I quote our Gemara. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara paid all the days. For yesh arim shelo nemakein ela b'shiur alo b'tnai lo. What does the shiur mean? You're megureshes to what? To everyone chutz mi ploni. Chutz mi ploni. So then and only then do we say that I have to take it and give it back. But by tonight, this is the second day of the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. The first day, there was no distinction between Shiur and tonight. Apparently, it's all considered to be the same. That's what he suggests. So it's a machlokes, a shaylak. Okay. Yeah, the Mira has 2 days, and it seems to be our case. You made a conditional divorce for 200 zuz, you want to be merchel. Merchel presumably means not mechul. Mechul doesn't work, that's a Gemara. Mechul in this kind of case of what, Rabosai? What? Of making it into an unconditional divorce. Can you do it or not? The first day says you cannot do it. You have to take the paper back and forth. And the second day says no. That Gemara back and forth is only talking about the case of a shiur, not by tonight. That's what the Gemara seems to say, because Gemara says only because it's nifsal of the kuhuna. Right? We saw the Gemara. Ah, but that may depend upon the two gear sauce and tosef to perikay, whether this is the same shalah or not. So that's what he's pointing. So if you want to look it up, it's in footnote 9 on this the Birchas of the Yom and the Biragwa. These are the rabbis of the small points I wanted to discuss initially. One more minor point, which is there's a rush of Osai. This rush is at the end of Perek Zion. Before we get to the rush that we're going to talk about, which is later, we'll see the rush end of Perek Zion. Please turn, if you don't mind. End of Perek, excuse me, end of Simen Zion. End of Simen Zion. We know you pass like Rabbanan against Rashbag, Sidon, right? Ma'aseh b'Sidon. Hilchos Itzlis, this is the fourth line on the page, on the first column. Hilchos Itzlis, Dafka. No, this is in the other edition. Sorry. It's not in the Elzvahad. Hilchos Itzlis, Dafka, Boy, the Mesavla. The Yavda, Afagav, the Yavla, to make the dummy, Gita lo Avegita. You have to give back the kapot itself, and you cannot give back the cash equivalent, right? That's the sort of the machlokas, right? Everyone knows. Rashbag can give back the money, and he said no. Look what he says now. V'eroi, demidaito haviget. She can't give him the money for the kapot and say, okay, I gave her the money, the condition is fulfilled. That won't work. But if he agrees to take the money as a substitute for the kapota, it works. The afal gav the mechulim lecha, the mechulim loch, lo havegita, as we learned, shani hasam, the lo tziara, his loch completely, he didn't put any pain upon him. Aval hacha the yava dami, vitziara, al gufa itzlis, it's a vitziara, because of the money, al gufa itzlis yocholimcho. How do you like that? That's one opinion in Shulchan Aruch and Sivva. But in this kind of a case, where you're supposed to get back the kapata, if you agree to take the cash, you take the cash. What does this imply? So Teferet Shmuel says on the bottom, the tema, those days, the tema, the imkain, the perusho, lo pligi rabbanim rashbag, ela benesina shalom yidaito. Let's stop reading over there. So what does it come out? That the machlokas between rashbag and tam and rabbanon is whether he gave back the what, Rabosai. He gave back the money instead of the itzlis, not with the consent. Because with the consent of the man, it works. So they finally gave back the money instead of the itzlis without the consent. Without the consent of the husband. Instead of giving the kapata hit, it's worth $100. Here's $100. Here's $100. You with me? Here's $100. The question is, if that's true, the Beis Shmuel asks a kasha, which in a different way, it's a gut yud, comes out, Rabosai, that the machlokes between Rashbag and Rabbanon, what kind of a case? Where the husband does not want to take the substitute. Where they remind us of, gentlemen, where the husband doesn't want to take the money. What's that called? She wants to give it, he refuses to give it, to take it. Exactly. Nesina Bal Kocha. The Rosh himself said a few lines before that he thinks that the machloek is about the Sina Bal Kocha Shema Nesina, which is 2 days from the Gemara, is unresolved. The top line of this page. Rambam is out close to the Savim Megur Reshesi, V'tov Lahachmir, because we're not sure whether the Sina Bal Kocha Shema Nesina or not. But now at the end, by passing like the Rabbanan, he's in effect changing his tune and saying, Nesina Bal Kocha Lo Shema Nesina. I said, Rabbi Shmuel asked a question. Different to Fresh Shmuel's version. I said, he asked a question. Make up your mind. Is Nesina Bal Kocha Lo Shema Nesina or is it a suffix? What is the answer? You can think of the answer by yourself. What's the answer, Chaim?
Just as he's saying, in the case of Shalom Yidatsu, it's whether he'll accept. Whether he'll accept money or
not. Oh, that's right. So the Shmuel answer is a very beautiful answer. If I made a condition, I'm divorcing you on a condition, you give me $200. I say, I don't want to take it. And she forces it down his throat. There is an unresolved suffix, according to Shita Sarosh. But we say, I'm divorcing you on the condition you give me back my pen. And then the pen gets lost. And then she stuffs $200, $10, a dollar, down my throat for the pen against my will. That's two strikes. Number one, it's the wrong item. I said a pen, give me a dollar. And number two, it's against my will. That's no good. But if it's the right item, I said, give me the $100 to give me the original item, that's when it's a suffix. Afkan the Beishmu. So now, boss, this is the, what I call the small points in the sugya, before, as an introduction to what I call the big point in the sugya. The big point is, of course, the sugya of Rav Meir and Rabbanan, B'negodim and Reuven, which we spoke about already yesterday. I'd like, if I can't, if we'll quote-unquote finish it up today. You put them in quotes. A number of major issues. Major issues. I want to show you a few lines in the Rosh, excuse me, in the Ran, as introduction, critical lines. I said this to you yesterday without giving you textual basis. I just said it to you. I want to show you that the Ran says, prints what I said. The first point I said was that the derivation of B'nai Gada, B'nai Ruben has to be based upon logic. You can't just say derive. Derive, what are you going to derive? How many words are in it? What letters are in it? Has to be based upon Svara. Has to be based upon Svara. Has to be a Svara. You can't just say it arbitrarily. It's impossible. Okay? Now, where's the Ran say that? It's on page 72. He's discussing the question of whether we pass him like a mayor or not. And he says, you can't throw out everything from B'nai Gada B'nai Ruben. You can say, Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. That's what Eli is. Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. How do you derive anything? He says over here, the line begins with the word Vadai. It's about eight lines with before it says Tanur Abana, big tunnel. Long as the word right. Vadai balavachi lo efshele ela demai demashmalon misvara misamchinen bay. Teda, according to Gemara Yevamos Daf Nun Gimel, who holds that you need tnai kafel, but you don't need efshele shliach. He holds yesh tnai bechalitza. The line begins with kev and shekain with the da nami. My dechazilan misvara demetzrich yafina mina idach lo yafina. You go with logic. Now, so what is the logic? So one piece of logic I told you already before, on the top line of the page, hein chadal alav. The new release is around. The my debina hein chadal alav hainu shelo yeh misayim dvarav behein. B'chayi gam nesfilah the begmar dvarav adam matpis. Remember that? I mentioned to you yesterday again. It's not so much you have to have the hay before the lav. Rather what? You have to have the lav after the hay. You can't end with the hay. That's why we have lav, hay, lav. That's exactly what Rava said. It's good. Why is lav, hay, lav good? I have a lav before the hay. The answer is you also have a lav after the hay. So the key point, the logical point is, that you have to have the lav at the very end. Otherwise, you're afraid at the end, you just forgot about the time, you cancel out the time. That's again a logical piece of logic which the Ran throws in. Now, the main thrust is the machlokas ha-gdolei ha-rishonim. Do we pass nag ha-meir or do we not pass nag ha-meir? Yes or no? Some say yes and some say no. I is clear to the Gemara yes, because Rabbi Shmuel had his tonight kofel. So the answer is no, we pass them against Rabbi Meir. In money matters, we pass them against Rabbi Meir. All the by gittin were machmir. So I saw they ask a kasha, the Rabban cost the kasha and others. What do you mean? B'nai God, b'nai Ruben, my money. They're talking the original case, b'nai God, they're talking about cash, field, money. What do you mean? You're saying that there's only machlokas when it comes to gittin, not when it comes to money. So the answer to the Rabban gives is no. They're fighting by both. They fight by money, they fight by gittin, they're fighting all over the place. Me'ikir adin mipaskin against Rabban. You pass and you don't need tonight kofel or anything. You don't need any of these things. We'll see maybe a possible exception. You don't need tonight kofel. While you map it by get, we're afraid it's such a serious matter. A bezel will make a mistake, and we map it into the Alma, and therefore we're afraid. That's what the Rashbam says. Quoted by the Ran over here, Rabbeinu Shmuel. The Rashbam of Mavastra says exactly this Nakuda. Mikir, and then we pass him against her. May we're afraid when it comes to a get. Fine. That's what it says. In this context, the Ran says there are certain things that we do derive from Svara. One of them is Efsharei Shaliach. What's the logic? The logic, right? What's the logic? Why is it that you need Efsharei Shaliach? And as Efsharei Shaliach, we say that this can be no possibility of a Tanai. So I thought we gave an answer yesterday. Reb Chaim said, if it's Efsharei Shaliach, it shows you're a balabos. Therefore you can make a condition. If it's Efsharei Shaliach, it shows that you are less of a balabos. You can't make a Shaliach. That's what I thought. Hold on. What do you say, Yehuda? Ramban says a mayor requires tonight kofel. Okay? Ramban goes further than that. I don't want to read you the whole Ramban. If you just turn the page, you'll see a tremendous Sefer Aschus on page Lamed Chesam and Aleph. It's unbelievably long. But just to give you a line out of context of that Ramban, part of it is quoted by the Rosh. So you don't see the whole thing. The Ramban says Rab Meir is an extremist. There's always an attempt to marginalize the extremes. If the first man is an extremist, Rab Meir requires Tanai Kofel even by Tanai L'Sha'obar. That's the Gemara we spoke about. Mem Vav Amud Beis by Islanders. Rab Meir says, you have to say, if you're an Islanders, to get is no get. If you're not an Islanders, to get is a get. Excuse me. If you're an Islanders, to get is a get. If you're not an Islanders, to get is no get. I was past tense. Past tense, you don't require. It's not enough tonight. No. Rab Meir's halacha, that's what he says, like Chiddush Gadol, Rab Osai. Rab Meir then, it's Rav Soloveitchik called it. It's not in Mishpatei HaTanoim, it's in Mishpatei HaLoshim. That was his phrase. It's not halacha in the specifics of how you make a Tanai, but it's halacha in semantics. You have to double everything. According to me, everything has to be doubled. Even a Tanai L'Sha'ovah. Everything has to be doubled. And because that opinion is so extreme, so the Rambam have to, we can reject. On what basis? All those Gemaras, Ptumei Mili, we saw the Gemara after Ptumei Mili, we spent so much time on Get Mivina, Ptumei Mili. So the implication is, because Ptumei Mili it's no good, otherwise it would have been good. I had not doubled. So the answer is we reject Rav Meir. Rav Meir's opinion is rejected. We don't accept the halacha. Here they threw in a Chumar B'Yalma, the Thomas to the Get Shchimera, to introduce it. But basically it is rejected. This is the view of the Ramban. In other words, no fundamental distinction, gentlemen, between get and nominus. No. Fundamentally, it's the same. Practically, it's Rav Meir is rejected. You don't need kofel really anywhere where you can write in. But when it comes to get, in the case of Shchimera, it's so chomer, and people make mistakes, they introduce, l'chatchila anyway, the idea of a doubling of the Tanai. This is the Ramban's view of the halacha. Yes.
Therefore, if someone messes up on the
tonight,
you don't think they're
a bottom, that it's not good, and that's correct. That's correct. According to the Ramban, that's what happened. Exactly. That's Ramban's sheet. And the Ramban explains all those Gemaras we keep having, like Gili Daita working, Umdana working. He said, how can I be better than a half baked tonight? So we saw the Acher. That's ridiculous. Can't be better. And therefore, the fact that if I say nothing, or if I say even a half a word, which is not even a formal condition, it works to stop the halos if your will was not done. So how much more so if you said a half a condition without the all the other intricacies of Negadah B'nei Reuven? That's the Ramban's opinion. But what's the svara of Osai? He does accept the svara of Shliach. Look what he says over here. You have to give a svara. You have to give a svara. Now, if you don't give a svara, Rav Osai, we say now that it's nothing. There has to be a svara. So what is a svara? It's the Ramban in the middle of this long piece. It's so long. Give a svara. I'm going to read it to you, okay? Open to the Ramban, page Lamed Chesam and Aleph, and I read you one line out of these 100 lines. We'll read one. Find it first. In the first column, he just goes to town. The whole first column is what I said, what I told you until now. This whole first column of Ramban, what does he say? We paskin against Rabbi Meir. Mikir Adin. We will mock me when it comes to. I'll show you a few lines. I don't mind throwing a few lines in the first column. Here, just to give you a time to find these things, but he quotes Rabbi Osai, the Rashbam again. Sort of. Harav Shmuel HaTarfati Zal. The line ends the word Zal, but 15th line, in the first column of Sefer HaSechus. Zal, the Rashbam, the Frenchie, right? Frenchman, okay? Who quotes the Baba Basra, Afagav, the Gittin, Kaimel, Kabi Meir, the boy tonight, Kofol, Askin Shmuel, that's all the Gittin, the Kiddushin. Chodachatchila, Leravcha, the Milsa, the Alfina, Mitnagav, the Ruvain, the Mamas, the Rakwa, tonight, Kofol, the Gili, Data, the Yama, tonight, Avi. That's exactly the Rif Shita, the Rashbam Shita. It goes to a whole discussion, does the Rambam in this part of the line, in this column rather, where he gives examples from various other Gilui Das which work, right? And don't tell me that the Gilui Das is better than a half of tonight. Said it's ridiculous. It cannot be. Cannot be. He, just to give you again a quotation, he says, Vadavi Adua Shamisha Hisna Im. The line begins the word im, it's about two-thirds down. Im, Eilech L'Eretz Yisrael, Sodom Mechurulach, V'chenim Telef L'Eretz Yisrael, Sodom Mechurulach, K'inyan T'nai Shom Negodom Neruven, V'kulam Gila Dada V'bitla Mechira, Yoser, Yimisha Ramaz Lalos L'Eretz Yisrael, Ani Yoser. So he rejects those quote-unquote Acherim. This is more or less what we saw already in the Ram. This is what the first column says. Then in the bottom he tells you he calls the extreme opinion. Or man's an extremist. Why? I know he's an extremist. He says towards the bottom, Moshe Ishta Mishim Island is, or man boy tonight kofel, the Athal P She'eno, the long distance with She'eno, tell me that from the bottom. She'eno, K'inyan tonight they go to Reuben. Why? Fishu Tola B'masha Omar! Well, I keep telling you, it's the She'omar. So why do you need double four? Torah says it's Mishpatei Haloshim. Ramei is an extremist and has not accepted the halacha. So what do you accept? Halacha? Do you accept anything? That's the second column. So we summarize the first column in 2 minutes. That's the second column of the Sefer HaSechus. So what do you... At the end it calls Pitumei Mila. Top of the first column, the Pitumei Mila, which we spoke about before. Oh. So therefore, what do you accept? Only one thing, he says. One thing. Elamiu b'chada. B'chada is the last word on the seventh line. That's what pick up. B'chada. Mil sa'askechan. V'gaminim b'nagam b'nagam b'ruvein. V'kam b'yavamis. Ein t'nai b'chalitza. Why? Because you derive from nagam b'nagam. You need efshah the kayam of the shliach. And there can be no chalitza with a shliach. What's the svara? So I'm going to read you a little bit of that. It gives you an interesting svara. What is the svara? It's so big I can't even find it. He gives you a hit. I'll try to find it. He calls it a Maisa Rabba. That's what I'm looking for. 15th line. Wow. He counts so fast. He says, it's a Maisa Rabba. Here it is, I found it. Thank you. He says, אבל גם בתנאי שאפשר להשתקיים על השליח חתיל הרבון המודו זה גם מינים בני גודו בני ראובי בלוין בגלל זה דוורד ראובי ומילס את הטעם הנעמי הוא וכל מייסה שיש לעשות על השליח מייסה רבה הוא ולא עושי דיבר ומבטה לו. What an interesting expression. What does that mean? What does that mean? It's a מייסה רבה. It's an important action. In other words, whatever I cannot delegate means it must be very important. It's very important, cannot be undone through a condition. I'm not sure what it means, frankly, yes?
And you also say something that's so important to the conversation,
like you said, yes, it's such violence that you can't give it over. It doesn't mean you have violence on it. It's something so important, you, it's a
mindset because you don't have violence on it.
No, you have violence on it. No,
if I care. You can't do it actually, it's so important.
Oh, the opposite.
Yeah, I'm saying.
you know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of like this. Rab Chaim, what was Rab Chaim doing over there in his Fakir Shal Shas and Nazir? What about a neder? Can make a neder out tonight? Can make a neder out of Shliach? So Rab Chaim says the fact that you cannot make a neder out of Shliach does not mean because you're not a balabos. Because you're a super balabos. Right. You're such a balabos, that's what he means. My right. Sarabra. Yeah, but the problem with Chalitzi, we don't view you as a super balabos. Yeah, that's the problem. We said yesterday, Rav Chaim had a different shot. You're not really about the boss, the Torah is doing it. This is not a brisk avot. I mean, that's what bothers me. Ramban says to be a non-brisk avot. So he said that as long as you can only do by yourself, you're a ganza balabas. But we like the shtickle Torah by Chalitza, you're not a balabas at all. So that's what I'm saying. The Ramban does not seem to be the same as Reb Chaim. I want to bring to your attention. Okay? Good. Good. So far, so good, Rabbos. So far, so good. So far, so good. I don't think so. I do believe, however, that might be the reason why there could be no Chalitza in the Shliach. It's a mitzvah Chalitza. Why can't they do Shliach Chalitza? It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. That could be the reason for it. As opposed to Kiddushin and Gittin, although there may be mitzvahs in some technical sense, you know, and fix it in 30 mitzvahs. But it may not be the same level of a real mitzvah.
I'm shocked.
Now, Rabbosai, Tnai Kodem Lemaisa. Why is it that, what's the logic behind it? What's the logic behind Tnai Kodem Lemaisa? That's to be logic behind it. No, what's the logic behind it, Rabbosai? What's the reason for it? If it exists, what is the logic behind it? What did Ron say? Once you sue the Maisa, then what? Then what? Too late. You're backing out, right? You found that, Ron? Because I know it's so big, I can't find things anymore. Where did the Ron say that Tanai, if you have Maisa, it's a logical thing. It's logical. Ah, exactly. Doesn't say that, we'll get to it in a minute. Let's see. Tnai Kodem Lemaisa is derived again. You found it? Yeah, I understand. I see that, but I don't think he says that. What does he say? Hold on. No. Very good. The Ran is exactly where Eitan said it is, but it does not say what I said. The Ran says, it's where it says in the left side, Dalet Tof Mem Zayin. Which means divrei tam mochak ze. Okay, he took out some of the brackets, the parentheses stuff. The nirali to tonight kol the ma'aser mochin alei. How do you know? Shadim isad afil the ma'aser kol the tonight mahani kishem shebnei god of bnei ruven ekdimo ma'aser the tonight kedisa bekroy. Look up in the chumash. Kachoyel the moshe lachtim gam kana ma'aser. Why the moshe turn it around? Alavada kevin shesishina asidron muchach the tonight kol the ma'aser binon. Moshe switched it around. But they got it and told Moshe Rabbeinu, we'll do this on the condition of this. And what did he say, Moshe? Switched it. On the condition of this, then you'll do this. The fact that he switched it, you get the impression from the Ran, to the contrary. This is not misvar. It's not misvar. It's me gzeres hakasim. I repeat. He doesn't, you just, all of a sudden, the Ran stopped with svaras. He stopped with, doesn't swear any, no svar over here. Hain put him alive, he had a svar. Here he has no svara.
You know, do you need one or the other? It has to be something that the Torah was out of the ordinary for.
Do you have to find a svara?
No.
Sorry. Sorry, what was that?
Same thing. In other words, if by tight couple we don't have a svara, right? But the fact that Torah goes out of its way, there's no possible reason for it otherwise, and therefore we
right.
So two readers. No?
Right.
But by
incremental. No, well, you and I are on the same wavelength. Okay, 100%.
So you need one or the other. You don't definitely need both.
Ramban gives a svara. Ramban gives a svara to explain why you have to have Tanai Kodem Lemaisa. He says it. I don't know. I'm going to try to find it now again. Earlier this morning he was here. At 7 o'clock in the morning he was here in the Ramban and they could have found it for me. His svara is as follows. If you put the Maisa first, you gave away the store. Too late. Too late to back out. Can't back out anymore. Too late. Where's that sound? He says if you did the mice, if you say the mice first, I already said, Hariat Mukuresh, it's finished, it's over already. Too late to make any retraction, complete or partial. Hey, I found it. It's right, about halfway down the second column. Okay. He says like this. If the line starts with the word Sha'afilu, Shin Aleph Pei Yud line. See it? Can we see that? It's about five lines after we had the Maisa Rabba. Sha'afilu Shinishmai Mechalhein Alav Mechalavhein Kevin Shama Maisa Tchila Aso Iker Utfos Lushen Rishon. I started jumping up and down. What did Ron say? Still around this expression? Tfos Lushen Achron. Why did the Ron reject the Svara of the Ramban? That you can't, the reason you have to have Tznaikon Lamaisa. Because if the Maisa's Kodem, he already gave away the store too late to make any condition upon it. But the Ron didn't say that. The Ron says based upon Xeris Akasav, Moshe switched around the order, but they go to the Reuben. You know why he said that? Because in the top line of the page, he said Tfos Lushen Achron. Can have it both ways. So the Ramban derives Tznaikon Lamaisa from the Svara. And the Ran derives from Xeris Akasav because he also has Heikon Lalaus from a Svara. Can't have it both ways. That's what I was thinking when I was learning these in Yonah. I think it works out nicely. The Ran Lashi Toso and the Ramban Lashi Toso.
The Ramban
could still what?
I hear the Ramban was Toso Lashi Rishon.
Mm-hmm.
So you can say Heikon Lalaus is also a problem. Heikon Lalaus is a new problem no matter which Lashi. If you're cutting just one Lashi over the other, it's a problem.
I mean, could it be? We don't.
Depending on what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
Even according to Rabban, you can say that it doesn't have to be limited to the Svara behind it. As long as you're picking one lesson over the other, it's going to be a problem.
I hear. Okay, could be. Could be a right.
Which
one is
you made a
pass?
Is it
a
pass? No. Which one is he passing? Is he passing the collision region?
Oh, I don't know. I can't answer. I don't know. Oh, and that Machlech is elsewhere. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they mean it literally. They just mean it sort of a general. Could you make it a good point? Let's look it up. Rabosa, listen to me carefully now. The idea, the Ron has a cryptic statement here. And at the very end of the first paragraph, right before it says Tana Rabona. What a cryptic statement. Avoyesh das acheres laram bamzal, the maisa kodem l'tnai, as I said in the Kiddush. What did he say? Ram was an unbelievable shot. He says, Tanai Koron Lamaisa doesn't mean you said the Tanai before you said the Maisa. According to the Rambam, Tanai Koron Lamaisa means you said the Tanai before you did the Maisa. I repeat, you said the Tanai before you did the Maisa. What does that mean? I give a woman a get. And I say, Hare'at Megureshi, Hare'at Megureshi, give her the get. Okay, take the get. And then I say, but Im Tidli Messiah goes, that's crazy, you already gave it a gift. You put it in the hand already. That's what's called Maisa Kodom L'Tanai Kodom L'Rambam. But according to Rambam, if I say, Hare At Megureshi Muteras Sechalodem Im Tidani Masayas, which is the wrong order of the pronunciation of the phrases, and then he puts it again in the hand, nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that, according to the Rambam. Leads to a whole discussion in Avdei Miluim. Wait a second. Rabbi Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven. What did it say in the Torah, Akdoshim? Im Taru. You get this. Well, what do you need that for? According to the Rambam, could have said Faket. Why did Moshe switch it around? He could have said, listen, you'll get this land if you go over, and if you get this land if you don't go over. Before they got the land. You know what the answer is?
Moshe was teaching us.
No. What is the answer? That's right. They got the land pronto. The Baruch Hashem gives them the land. It's now. As of when did they get the land? They got it now. It's also a Me'aksha, a whole. It gets it out of the room, speaks about this according to the, within Shita Sarama, back and forth. The whole, chance, will open in Avdei Miluim. In Siman Lamed Ches. That's where, I'll open it now. Not look at it. Lamed Ches, by the way, is where the I told you the two of the Rambam has that expression about the Maestris, I told you. It's in look what it says over here. The Rambam quotes in Lamed Ches of Gimel. Yeshom, the Afa Afilo Pirish Kodini Atznai. Rak Omas Stam, She Masne Kitznai Bnei God of Bnei Ruvain, Have a Tznai Gromel. It's comes from Agos Maimi, I think it's also in the Torah, if I'm not mistaken. But the Rambam quotes in Simon Lamed Ches, Siv Gimel. Kam is a chelkas machokik and says, no, not so what, not true. with respect to the din of Tanai Kol Lamaisa, it won't work. In other words, if a person will say like this, this is no good. I mean, she's married no matter what. What do you mean? He said, "When I go to Bnei Reuven." What's the end? Too late, Charlie. What I asked for before, of Tzvos Loshen Rishon. If it's here, if it exists, I cost it like the Ran said, it wouldn't be too late. He's going with a Svara. He said that the Chelkas Mechokin who said it's going with the Ramban Svara, and not the Ran says a cousin. It's not just no difference. It's a big difference from Maisa. To accept this Chelkas Mechokin. Cannot. Fascinating. That's in Siv Gimel. The Avnei Meluim, here in Siv Katan Beis, asks the question I just raised to you. If Tanai Kol Lamaisa means before Asiyas Amaisa, he asks, Tanai B'nei Gadol B'nei Reuven, right? Im Yavru and the Satan. I mean, they didn't say on the Satan Im Yavru. What do you mean? It's before the Maisa. There's no Maisa yet. Then don't tell me, says Avnei Meluim, that they got the land right away. That would be considered Me'aksho. And if they got Me'aksho, then what? Rabbi Osai? Look around and sheet about Me'aksho. You don't need to tell that now. Unbelievable. That's his kasha. So if you have a chance, we'll go into how he still answers. I'm just showing you how this could be a kasha. I have more important things to talk about. This is on the back burner. I have some front burner things I must talk about right now. We have to get there today. Rabbi Osai. This idea, what I just mentioned a second ago, that me'achshav, you don't need tanai kofel, is an opinion of the Rambam, the Rif, and some of the Gaonim. Yes, sir. Sure.
The Rambam then would say that if he said the ma'aseh, then he said it's right, and then he gave it over, right? That would be good.
Correct.
So don't we say like he's in the something you were allowed to be with only?
So what's the difference? I
saying
said
the mice, that's nothing.
Right.
It's everyone else, that isn't.
Right, but according to the Rambam, until I gave over the get, no problem. I can say whatever I want, any order I want. No problem. Now, here I've also at the bottom of page 72, you saw this in the Rosh Barichus, but the Ram also has. I'm meaning for the Ram for a reason. He said over here, the line begins, Miktsas Mehagonim. Found under the Kuflam Zion, the last 10 lines on the page. Mixes are gone of a rib sal, they hold the amanaz, lobina diktuke tenoim, klal, afaram, bamzal, held that way. Me'akshav, eino tzarek lichbol tenai, v'lachtim tenai l'maisa, afa pishe hiktim ha'maisa teno kain. It's a very delicate question. I need your help here. I don't know how to get out of this clean. V'hod de Rav Ashi mukhecha hofi. What's that? What's Rav Ashi? Remember the Gemara we had? With three, what happens? There's Abaye, there's Rava, there's Ravashi. They keep talking about the steer between the two parts of a brisa, and they keep asking, "What do you mean the condition is valid? What about the problem of what? Tanai Kofel. What about the problem of Hain Kofel Olam? What about the problem of Tanai Kofel Lemaisa? What the problem of Tanai Umaisa B'Dover Echad? Right? The Gemara comes to a whole series of objections. The Gemara keeps raising. So Ravashi finally says, what does that mean? What do the words mean? So he said, the Rambam learned Pshat in the words of the Gemara, that with this one fell swoop, by saying, Amanas, Ka'oma Me'achshav Dami, we answered all the kashas. I am not Tain Kol Olav, I am not Tain Kol Lamais, I am not Reboisai. When you have a Me'achshav, you don't need any of the laws of Negoda B'nei Reuven. That's how the Rambam understood this Gemara, he says. That's not how I understood the Gemara. That's how I learned Pshat. You were learning the Gemara yesterday. How did I understand Pshat with you yesterday when we learned the Gemara? I said, really? That's based upon Rashi, based upon Tosfos. Now, what's the problem of Tanai Maisa Dover Echad? It's a tie to the Sasre, right? I give the woman the get. Hariat, Migureshish, Vaniyah Shali.
So I give it to her. If the paper's mine, it's not hers. If it's hers, it's not mine. There's no way to make it a good get. I say, may afsho. Hari at migureshes me afsho. Right? It should talk to Leah Sanir, but I'm going to give you back the paper. So right now she's completely divorced. And the returning of the papers, it's called a Tanai B'Alma. That's why it works. Not because you don't need Tanai B'Negot of Ne'ruvin. Because you have Tanai B'Negot of Ne'ruvin. Because this is considered Tanai B'Davarecha the Maisa D'Avarecha. That whole condition is only, that whole prod is only Aloch if it's a Tanai B'Sasri. If you say Me'akshu, it's not a Tanai B'Sasri. But because the Rambam didn't learn that Pshat Ne'gemar. Rambam did Pshat Ne'gemar differently. Only Me'akshu, and that is no need for any of the laws of Negot of Ne'ruvin. That's not a Rambam, that's not a Rambam. No?
It's not a Rambam,
but it's not a Rambam. It doesn't require anything. That's right. Rambam does not require anything. Yeah. I'm not saying anything wrong. Rambam, Rav Ashi, at the end of the day, came along and said, there's no need for any of the laws of Negot of Ne'ruvin. Finished. You don't need it. Okay. Now, that's how I understood it. Right. Am I correct? Let's take a look together. He says, "Hadi gahelu b'shat, hodi Rav Ashi muchalaki." The cave and the bein rabbanon, bein Rabbi Meir. Look how he couches it though. Look how he couches it, gentlemen. The Rav Meir and both agree. The beina tonight kodesh lemaisa. He claims that Rameh and Rabbanon don't even argue on this Nakut. Against the Ramban. They don't even argue on this. Only arguing about what? About Kofu. Lama Hutzruch Rav Ashi Lu'ukmei Karebi. Why did Rav Ashi feel compelled to learn the case like Rebbe? That Amin Asis Kamei Akshav. Right? And that's why the get is a valid get. And the Tanai is a valid Tanai, but Pashtus. Let it go according to everybody. And why is the get a good get? Because he didn't satisfy laws of Negot of Ne'ruvin. That's what Rabbi and Rabbi said. Right? What juk bit Rav Ashi? Is that the expression that they used today? No? A juk? No, they don't say that anymore? What juk bit it? Why is suddenly Rav Ashi saying this? Why is he climbing up on a limb and marginalizing himself and saying upset only according to Shita's Rebbe? What do you need it for? We have two Gabal to get the roots in. Elevada is up there on the mission Kushta de Milsa. He had to, I can't, it's like George Washington. Cannot tell a lie. Right? The Baalmanas, Lo Kapdinon, Bidikduke, Tnoin, Hukma Karebbe. He had to tell you a Chiddush Din. The Baalmanas, you don't need all the rules of what? You don't have these rules. That's how the Rambam shot in the Gemara. And the Rabbi gives a reason yet for it. This reason at first glance is mamish. The Rabbi is out kadosh and talad the reyes. The Omer, listen carefully. The Tnai Almanas, Hosho Me'achshav, the last six lines. Kevan, the mehash the chayil maisa b'tznayu the chayil, the hash the masne imo. Abul al tznay b'im kevan shat tznay bolavat la maisa shelo yochul meyato ein bo koach levat la maisa elam kein kofel also. What does that mean? The rabbi is giving a reason for this distinction. Who knew what he's talking about? What's he saying? What did he say? Who knows chat? What's the reason? Ramanas Ne'akshav, what? It's called immediately. So it's easy to undo. Because right now they're making a condition. But it's later on you want to undo it, you need a more powerful formulation. So he says, understand, the Ran. It's Kavachom if I can't. The Ran says, the Kavachom at Ram. Just skip to the next page, on top. Hashta filu b'maisa shein ochal me'achshav. D'lo olim. Sfilu rab meir shein tzna'o mevat. Olim kein nischazek atzna'i. B'chol chizuk etzno'im. Kol shein. B'maisa shein me'achshav. D'olim shein tzna'i mevat lo. Elam ken es chazak atnai kis kil choso. So it's a mamash akam, a chomash haker. I think that the only pshat in the Raivis, only one, is the Rav's pshat. You know what? It's not only the Rav, it's Rav Moshe's pshat. The Rav and Rav Moshe and Muhammad are the same pshat. Rav Moshe, the last tshuva in Evan Ezra Chelik Aleph to Rav Shizgal, who was still before he was son-in-law. He was a bacher, Rav Shizgal. He was later on became Rav Shizgal's son-in-law. So he writes, this is a tshuva going back over 60 years. The Maishe is a habacher, Rav Shizgal, Eliyahu Shizgal, asked me a kasha, what do you do with this Gemara? We'll see in a minute. He asked the Ran's kasha. The Ran Moshe, the quote from the Ran. He gives a teretz, which is based upon this assumption, that by my action, it's midin tos. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. It's midin tos. And midin tos, you don't need all the mishpatei atnoim. But im is not. How did I explain it to you? What are you going to say? Rain makes a get. I'm not so dramatic about it, but that's the same thing. So that may be the words that are arriving. I wouldn't have said it on my own, but I think it has to mean that. Let's see the right words one more time. Answer the rounds. Kasha v'kal v'kalim. T'nai al menasam yachshav shu kevet the mehash v'chayil ma'aseh b'tnai al d'chayil v'hash v'mas nimo. That means midin tos. Because what is creating the kalos gerish? The sinas seget. It's either yes or no. It could be midin tos. How about t'nai the im. See, we use the opposite expression. The Rav used the exact opposite expression. The Rav said, "A tnai of in the kiyam at tnai is mekayim the ma'isa. Tnai of me'achshav is a bitul at tnai is mevatul the ma'isa." But the Ran is exactly the opposite expression. The Ran said, "By a tnai of in the tnai is bol levatul ma'isa. Shelo yochel, right? Shelo yochel." So I think what it really means is they mean the same thing, just using opposite expressions. What the Ran means and the Raivan means is as follows. How about Tnai the Im? Kevan Shatnai Bo Livatel HaMaisa means that you did a Maisa originally, but whether the Maisa means anything depends upon whether it rains or not. So therefore, the rain is going to affect the Gevishin. That's a Chidish Neurot Zeres HaKosis, you've been able to move in. But if it's Me'achshav, it's just kind of a Dintos, then not. What about Moshe? Let me get to this Kasha right over here. The two major bombshell kashas that the Ran asks, if you saw in the Rosh, you also have the same kashas, against the Shitas Hagon and Barif Baramba. One of them is from Ksubas of Ayin Dalet. Okay? What does that mean? Chalitza Mutas Ksheira. Right? What's Chalitza Mutas? Kol She'orim Lo Chalotzla Amanash Titin Kuf Kuf Zuz. Okay? You have to give give her a chalitza on the condition that she'll give you 200 zuz. What's it then? The chalitza is valid even without 200 zuz. Why? Afilu hachi lo mahani tzna lebetulei lemaisa mishum dahavalei maisa she'ef shal kaimo ayidei shaliach. It's not like B'nei Gavri, it's like on Ksubas Daf Ayin Dalet. Okay, Rabosai. Question. Shizgal asks this question to Rav Moshe, where the Ran asked the question hundreds of years before. If you learn that when it comes to a Tanayav Me'akshav, Rabosai, there's no need for the Klon of B'nei God of B'nei Ruvain, by Chalitza it has to be Me'akshav. You can't do a Chalitza effective tomorrow. Why not? Kolsa Kinyono. You pull the shoe off the foot. Has to be effective that very moment. You can't make I'll pull the shoe off your foot now, sir, and it'll be mad to me to marry someone starting tomorrow, the next week, the next year. It can't work. We spoke about Kosa a few times this week already. So it has to be Me'akshav. So if it's Me'akshav, you don't need to not be able to have Me'akshav at all. So it's against the Gemara Ksubas. That's the Kasha, bombshell Kasha. Rav Shizkel asked it on his own as a Bacha, and it's the Ran's Kasha. I can't believe Rav Moshe didn't say it's the Ran's Kasha. The Ran's asked the Kasha first, really. Maybe the Ramban already too. So Rav Moshe like this. No, sir. The reason why you don't require B'negot B'nei Reuven by a Tanayim Me'achshav because it works within Tos. Within Tos, Rav Osai. The Rav says so. Tos is Mevatel Gittin. Tos is Mevatel Kiddushin. Tos is Mevatel Mechira. Tos is not Mevatel Chalitza. Chalitza Mutas is Kshera. So therefore you cannot say
that when it comes to a Tnai Me'akshav by Chalitza, that you don't even go to Bnei Reuven. Tnai Me'akshav by Gittin Kedushin and Mechi Yitaka don't need Bnei go to Bnei Reuven, because we didn't toast. But when it comes to Chalitza, where there is no din toast, Chalitza Mutas is Kshera. So the only time that you can ever have a real condition imposed is a full-fledged, honest-to-goodness condition. We didn't bring another Reuven. So that's our version, the last tshuva by Rav Elazar Chiya Legal. See also the Rav Yosef. So now Rabotai, the second bombshell kasha. That the Ran asks against the Rambam. The Rosh has the kasha too. The Gemara we spent time on. Imati. What did Shmuel say and Rav say? It's a Tanai Kofel. Right? Shlimera. As I say, if I won't die, it'll be a get. It won't be a get. If I will die, it'll be a get. If I won't die, it won't be a get. That's all this verbiage. Let me ask you a question, gentlemen. What kind of condition are we talking about over here? Im or me'achshav? Im or me'achshav? Im, yeah? Can't be im. Why can't it be im? Because there's get lachamisa. Nothing to talk about. That's the Ran's kasha. Take a look at the Ran over here. Tremendous kasha. This is on the second line of the page. Raila Dava. Asking Shmuel Begita the Shkimara Imlomati the whole business, etc., etc. He said, look, the Vadai may the third line. Vadai may achsev Udiyama may achsev Mati or may yom Mati. Yilam Mati Greba. Mishnah Shlema Shanita Dafayan Bez. Bloma Klum. Because they didn't get Lachamisa. Elevada Vadava may achsev Askina. I feel Hachi being in tonight Kofel. Vamailoni boile nami balmanas etc etc. Then he look what he throws in. Afal pisha nimer midivri haram bamzal. The peg chi milchus gersh na locha chof. One look it up. The hardy aspen shmuel the law of meachshav. He dvarav tumuim harbe. He's right. The Rambam says that the case of the Gemara of Shmuel is not meachshav. Believe it or not. Maimonides, believe it or not. No, believe it is a believe it or not of the Rambam. Perektes halacha chof, the Rambam quotes the Gemara of Shmuel without the Me'achshav. The Magamishta goes ballistic. He doesn't understand I can do such a thing. Rambam says, get a shimmer out. What does he say? You have to make a tonight kofel. What does he say? He says, Imati lo ye get, Imati. Im lo mati lo yeget, im mati yeget, im lo mati lo yeget. To be tnai kol alav, hein kol alav, tnai kol for alav, lo yaktim, peronis lenafshe. The mace, catch this now, tia megureshes ki she yo mus. Now me ask. As a matter of mission, this is nuts. This is crazy. It's crazy. It can't be. We know this is impossible. Ein get liachamisa. Sarach iyun. How can you have me aksha? Pilei ploim. So Lecha Mishka is an incredible terrace. So I want to talk about for a minute. Lecha Mishka is a terrace like this. An incredible terrace. Listen to this terrace. Listen carefully, please. He based it on a Gemara. Let's open the Gemara. Let's see the Medayek and Lush of the Gemara, because it's really the Gemara's mashma this way. Turn to the Gemara if you don't mind. Ayin Bezim and out. Ayin Bezim and out. Strange Lush from the Gemara. We pointed out this once before. Strange Lush from the Gemara. The Mishnah Shlema, the Rambam made reference to, has a funny Gemara on it. What did it say? Zagitech imati, zagitech mecholiz, etc. Lo maklum. Says the Gemara, Alma imati kila achamisa dami. But later it says, no, imati is not achamisa dami. Wait a minute. The Rambam, the whole Arichus Tavarim, there are three alakas, right? Aside from the, there's im, and there's liachar, and there's me'achshav. Even this im is like a quote of a shrag of the liver. But there are three different categories, correct? Wait a second. Why is the Gemara mixing up over here? Why is the Gemara saying that im is like the achar? Rambam has a whole treatise in Perektes Halacha Hey and the previous four halachas a little bit that im and the achar are two separate and distinct things. One requires kafel, one doesn't require kafel, etc. Why is the Gemara saying I am based on an aleph? Alma imati kila acha misadami. No, imati is imati, not kila acha misadami. What's the Gemara talking about? It's a very strange expression. I repeat, why? Why? Well, what's it doing over here? So Lechemishnah says as follows. Lechemishnah says like this. This is what he says. Tnai imati is dissimilar from all other tnai of imbasim, lo basim, zarchem, lo zarchem, etc. Why? Because the other tnai is outside of the person himself. Okay? And therefore, if it takes effect after his death, I get lachamisa. Listen carefully, please. Aval hecha shatnai b'misa atzma eino get li'achar misa. If the get should be effective at the very same moment of death, miskayim haget. Have a git umisa boin ki echad. Quote the Gemara, gita v'yada boin ki echad. Can you imagine this unbelievable chiddush? Gita umisa so boin ki echad. Ein get li achar misa. This is a get im misa. Kiddush nifla minayra. How can you say such a thing without a riot? It's unbelievable how someone could say something without any basis. Just like this, comes Rav Shach Shlita and says the Lechem Mishnah's Teretz is a Mefurash Gemara. Baba Basra. Mefurash Gemara? A Mefurash Gemara? Yeah, believe it or not, it's a Mefurash Gemara that B'shas Misa, Im Misa works. Where's the Gemara? The Babasra of Kuf Lamed Zayin. It's true. Shach, found the Gemara. So this is this. Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. If you give the Chosim B'matna Shimera, so lo amaklum. In some case. Why? I already give my property away. Acharecha leploni. What do I mean? I give you stuff, and acharecha after death to ploni. Go to ploni. So you don't want, you don't like him. So you, if you don't, you're a shimera. You give him matnas shimera to Ari. He's your friend. Okay, and only gets cut out. It doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Why doesn't it work? Because matnas shimera is on the achamis. And but acharecha already Elliot got in the head of Ari. That's the Mefurash Gemara of Avastra. Kufla Mazayin Amanel. Listen carefully. Itma Matna Shchimera Meima Saikana Abay Amar Im Gmar Misa Rav Amar Liacha Gmar Misa. See, there's two halachas. Im and Liacha. Im is not this. Im is with an ayin. Im Gmar Misa. It's not the same as the Achar Misa. It means simultaneous to the Misa, and then things could work. Now, we're not finished yet. See, I buy it back that. Yeah, maybe back up from the other day. No, can't be. More quotes. Zeg Yitech Im Mati Amishnah. Zeg Yitech Micholi Zeh Amishnah. What does more say? We say, Lo Omar Klum. What do you see, Klor? That's lo maklum, because imati is like liacha miso, as our Gemara has in Ayin Beis. But had it been, what do you see in this Gemara? Had imati, aleph mem mati, been the same as, quote, im, ayin mem, gemar miso, it would have worked. It would have worked. Says Rav Shach, that's the Rambam saying, that's what the Mishnah is saying. The Rambam says over here, imati, im lo mati, im lo mati, im lo mati, imati, im lo mati, the threesome, because he was co-fill of the Tanai. He's saying explicitly, I don't want it to be Aliyachazman. Usually, Imati, because he's not doing anything, he's not doing anything, nothing's happening outside your own body. We take the words Imati and we say what it really means is Liyachamis. And that's why it's no good. But if I double it, Imlomati Loyeget, Imlomati Loyeget, Imati Liyeget, Imlomati Loyeget, if I'm so explicit, then we take the imati literally. It's a condition. And if it's a condition,
We therefore say, Rabbosai, that chal not li acha misa, which would be no good, but im gmar misa, which is good. So let the Mishnah's parrots, but not stam and the but a mafurish gemar b'mavatzik uflam azayin to back it up. How is that for a humdinger chiddush? There can be something called im gmar misa, which is chal simultaneous to the misa, and it works. And there's no chesaron of get li acha misa. This reminds me of a tshuva of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is a tshuva niflah against every other person in the world. Evan Ezra Chiyadik Alas Simakum Dal. Rav Moshe paskins that a will is halachically valid. Against everybody in the world. Everyone in the world's a will is no good. You know why? The will is l'acha misa. And ain't my time l'acha misa. We don't have to get in the first part. We made reference to it. Rav Moshe says no. A will is not a matana l'acha misa. A will is a matana b'shas misa. He doesn't really quote this more either, but the Chodesh Gemara is the right of Rav Moshe. And there exists a concept. I don't know what is true or what a will really is. Are there any lawyers here? What is a will? Will this affect at the moment of death or a moment after death? That's a very subtle difference. But that's where Chodesh Gemara makes all the difference here too. If it's chal at the moment of death, in with an ayin, Gemara Misa, at that point it's considered to be a matana mechayim, not la'acha Misa, and it would work. As Rav's get would work in Gemara Misa. Yes, Yehuda. You know, I have to tell you, I'm not a legal expert. All I know is the moment a person is alive, the moment a person is dead, and the moment he dies. Now, you and I might think it's no such moment in time, but the Gemara is referring to this moment. Im Gemara Misa, as opposed to the Achamis. Im Gemara Misa means it's a split second in time, which is a split second of death. And at that split second, something apparently can be chal. Can't blame Rav Moshe, can't blame Rav Shach. It's a Gemara. Can't blame the Chumash, it's a Gemara. Kuf Lamed Zayin Amin Aleph or Basra. Look at it, it's right there. So that says his Pratan Ramah. That's a Chiddush Neira, Rav Osa. Chiddush Neira. But it answers the Kashi. Huh?
But the reason of the Gemara there, doesn't accept it?
No, let's chat to the Gemara one more time. You have the case of Acharecha. That if you give him out in the Shechirma, you didn't do anything, Rafi. You can't cut Elliot out. Why? Because Lacha Misa and Elliot get it first. That's what Abaye says. What do you mean? But didn't Abaye say that it's Kona Im Gemar Misa? So then, therefore, Ari should get it Im Gemar Misa and Elliot's cut out? He's only Acharecha? The Gemara says Abaye backed out. And he says, no, my Shechirma is not in Gemar Misa, my Shechirma is when? Li'acha Misa. Okay? Li'acha Misa. Craig the Gemara, how do you know that he backed out of that one? Maybe he backed out of the other halacha. Abaye said halacha, that what? Abaye's original halacha. That Ari gets, that Eliot gets it, and Ari can't get it, and he backed out of that one. No, he couldn't have backed out. It's against the Mishnah. What Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Zagita Chemati Lo Omar Klum. So we interpret the words of the Shechirma not to mean in Misa, but it means what? Li'acha Misa. Okay? But, says Rav Shach in the Lecha Mishnah, if he doubles it up and says, Immati, Lo Mati, Immati, the whole three things that the Gemara Shmuel requires, then it's clear he means in Gemara Misa. He doesn't mean Li'acha Misa. It's clear, it's a Tanai. So in that kind of case, it could work in Gemar Misa. I can't draw back a Doshim. We have so many Chidushim, no Royim here in the Sugya. No Royim in the Floyim. Can you imagine a new concept in Gemar Misa? The Lecha Mishnah said it in Gemara and in Baba Basra. I never would have thought of this on my own. Yeah.
We went through this in this previous sugya of the, remember that? Shachar Boshnaim or Rov Shnaim. He's not a shaita, and then he's not a cherit, he's not a kohen. So it's good. It's like they fell asleep. Yeah.
If
he doubles
it up, that
would be equivalent to Rav and Shmuel both double up. The question of it, what about, you know, which way, but everyone needs to double up. Right. That's what he's saying. Oh.
I will spare you because I don't want to go past the time. But I have one more dakuda to make, then I have to ask you a few questions about scheduling, and then we'll have a mincha, and then chumash will be next week's message. I even brought my book in, but I thought I'd get finished fast. I brought it in, but I just don't have the time. I thought in case I finish earlier. I have one more dakuda to tell you, yes? Evan as a chelek, Aleph, Simon, Kuf, Dalet. I have one more dakuda, and then I'll stop. And then we'll discuss a few points. Turn to the Ramban, please, and maybe over Shabbos, there's plenty of free time. Whoever has free time can either finish the parak on your own, Gemara Rashi. I hope to do that next year to finish the parak. I want to get a move. And I'd like to. Believe that, I know I'm always behind my schedule. But if you decide from finishing the parak with Gemara Rashi, this Ramban, I don't know what he means. Make it help me out. Ramban is column 2. Here we go. The Ramban is as follows. Once you assume that you don't require tonight kafel, it's automatic that you cannot require tnai koron lemaisa and tnai b'davarech or lemaisa b'davarach. That's what he says. Where is that? Here we go. It's in column 2, a 1/3 of the way down. Right after the Maisa Rabba story, whom in the Islach, Lansas Lach, Michla Lav Hain, right, because we don't require tonight kafel, Shamina Nami, Lobin and Hain Konal Lav, Utnai Konal Maisa, Utnai Badavarech on the Maisa Badavarech. Why? The Bichla Lav Hain, U Bichla Hain Lav, Lo Shaychi Kol Hani. What does that mean? I don't understand what he means. Just because you don't have to have kafel, why does that prove that you don't have to have either tnai konal lemaisa or tnai b'davarech or the maisa b'davarech? What is the connection?
No, you don't use one
lesson.
You're not
going to
say
how they were. I agree. I understand that much, Chaim. I agree. If you don't need tnai kafel, you don't need konal lemaisa. That I agree to. But you do need, I would suggest, maybe potentially, Tnai Kol Lemaisa and Tnai B'Davarech or Maisa B'Davarech. I don't understand this line. This line I can't figure out so far. I went through the whole Ramban. This line is the stickiest line. If you can figure out a way, let me know on next week. I'll appreciate it. So let's start with three quick questions. When are we starting next week? Sunday or Monday? What's the vote?
Monday.
Who votes for Monday?
Tomorrow
I can't. Yeah. Who wants your Sunday? Right, so we're making an official trade, Rabbi Osai. No Shia Sunday, it'll be Shia Sunday of Hanukkah. Okay? I can't help it. I